normally this is the time of the week where we do the wine of the week. Tonight.
That's why I love being here on Fridays.
Exactly. Tonight, though, we're doing the wines of the year.
Of the year.
Mm-hmm. 2013 made for an interesting year in wines, and over the course of it, you may have had some interesting wines.
And syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg had his share. Hi there, Scott, and welcome
in. Hi, Joan. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. So, you know, you say 2013 made for an interesting year. What's so interesting about it?
I had a great 2013. It was the best year in a long time, and a lot of it had to do with some really interesting wines that I got to sample throughout the year. So I thought before we move forward into 2014, it might be fun to revisit some of the highlights of 2013.
Well, we're definitely going around the world here, so let's start from New Zealand and a Riesling. What'd you like from New Zealand?
You heard me talk about this, Sean, earlier in 2013, the 2011 Seyfried Sweet Agnes Riesling, like you said, from New Zealand. I love sweet wines, but this one really just blew me away. Intense flavors of dried apricot, little honeysuckle and orange blossoms, candied ginger, just rich and concentrated on the palate, but it wasn't ooey-gooey because it had a lot of this acidity, which kept everything in balance, long, clean finish. Only $23 for a half bottle. It was just a fabulous bargain.
All right, so then let's go to Italy, if you will, continuing with the international feel. There's a 2006 Chianti that you talk about from Italy. And I love this. You say it reminds you of a good wine and a big old bowl of pasta.
You know, there really are just very few things in life that are as comforting as a bowl of pasta and a great Chianti, the 2006 Antinori Chianti Classico Reserva from Tuscany, 100% Sangiovese, full of just beautiful black cherry violet scents on the aroma. But what I loved about this was the flavors of rich plum, black raspberry, red licorice. They just glide over your tongue. Backbone is supported by soft tannins, remarkable depth and balance, and all of this for $35. I really enjoyed this wine.
Okay, we can't do a wine of the year with you without talking about France. So let's go there. What was your favorite French wine of the year?
I'm almost embarrassed to talk about this wine because it was actually just snuck in at the end of 2013. A very generous friend of mine came over. He knows that I like Chateauneuf du Pape from the Southern Rhone Valley of France. He brought a 2007 Pierre Usiglio Chateauneuf du Pape. Now, this is the Réserve des Deux Frères. It's a very special bottling, and it had already been open for an entire day, and from the very moment I took my first sip, I was blown away. Black cherry, cassis, dark cherry, black licorice. Phenomenal finish that lasted over a minute. And unfortunately, the fantasy came to an abrupt halt the next day when I went searching for the wine online, and I discovered not only is it rare, but it's now $200 a bottle. It's going to have to remain a memory in 2013.
That'll make a very nice gift. Okay, so let's bring it home, Scott. The only American wine on your list is from Washington State. What made that one stand out?
Just the value. I was literally blown away at how much wine they packed into a bottle for the price. The 2011 Tamarack Cellar Chardonnay from Walla Walla, Washington. Maybe I liked it just because I like to say Walla Walla, Washington. But this was just showed me that amazing things come in an inexpensive package. There was just notes of white peach and nectarine and pineapple on the nose that got me started. But then it was the flavors of green apple, a little ripe pear in there. I like the tropical fruit coat on the palate. But it was clean. It was well-made. A little touch of vanilla and butterscotch added depth and elegance. And then you're ready? All of this for $15.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what really blew me away on this wine.
All right, Scott. Well, have a happy rest of 2014. Hopefully your wine tasting will be just as fruitful as it was this past year.
Let's find out.
All right. Thanks
happy
so much.
New Year.
Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of Scott's wine recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week, and please drink responsibly.